Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Technology User Group. As you know, the Technology User Group is a presentation of the Maryland State Library for the Blind and Print Disabled in Baltimore, Maryland. For more information about the Technology User Group, please check out our website, lbph.maryland.gov. That's L, B as in boy, P as in Paul, H.maryland.gov. And we have a full hour for you today, and I'm going to try to cram everything in here so that you get the news and the information that you need. And first of all, thanks so much for coming out this morning and listening to all this information. It makes it worthwhile for me to go about and gather it all up. I want to first let everyone know, especially those in the D.C., Baltimore area, that there is a new rideshare service in our area. It's called Empower. It's supposed to be cheaper than Lyft and Uber. So if you are someone that on occasion likes to take a rideshare, check out Empower. That's E-M-P-O-W-E-R. And you can get that at the App Store. And I believe it's on Google Play as well. Also, I want to show you an app that was on AppleViz.com. It's called Talking Compass. Now, it's not real exciting, but there are times when you're walking in an open area where you kind of like to know which direction you're walking in so that you can do the opposite when you want to walk back. So let's launch this and see what it does. Launch Talking Compass. So tell me I'm walking north. Almost directly north. Now I'm just making a right turn. Another right turn. So you can see, not real exciting, but gives you the information that you need if you're out walking in a, out and about. So check out the Talking Compass app. It's free. Can't beat the price on that. So iOS 15.4 came out just a little while ago. Of course, now iOS 15.41 has come out as well. So what are you going to get if you upgrade to the new operating system? Let's find out from Mac Rumors.
This video is sponsored by OWC. iOS and iPadOS 15.4 is officially available to everyone, and so in this video, we're going to go over everything in the latest release from Apple. The first big feature we have is Face ID with a mask. Now, we did an entire feature video on this, so if you want to check it out, you can click the card here in the upper right corner. But to sum it up, there is now an option to unlock your iPhone while wearing a mask with no additional hardware required like wearing an Apple Watch. Apple warns that full Face ID is the more secure option, but mask Face ID is now available. It works with glasses, but it is not compatible with sunglasses, and you must be looking at the iPhone to unlock it with a mask on. It needs to be able to see your eyes pretty clearly, and it's honestly a great feature to have when you're wearing a mask so that now you can authenticate payments, biometrics, and just be able to use your phone in general with a mask on. New emojis make their way over to this iOS update, and so you can expect to see 37 new emojis, including melting face, saluting face, face with open eyes, and hand over mouth, new hand emojis like heart hands, palm up hand, and much more. For personal automations that are set up in the Shortcuts app, there's a new Notify When Run option that lets you toggle notifications for shortcuts that are activated on or off. Now, with this option, you can choose to not be notified when a shortcut activates, something that wasn't actually possible with earlier versions of iOS 15. There's now an Apple Card widget for the Today view and, of course, for your home screen, and it shows your current balance and daily spending in different categories. iCloud Keychain users can now add notes to any password entry, bringing iCloud Keychain more in line with other password managers like 1Password, for example. Speaking of iCloud Keychain, you can now hide recommendations for weak or compromised passwords by tapping on the X button next to that alert. The action will now hide the security recommendation so that it doesn't actually show up in the main password section of the settings app. For you iPhone 13 Pro and Pro Max owners out there who might have noticed 120 Hz animations being a bit inconsistent across apps, well, Apple has said that there was a core animation bug that should be fixed in a future update, and it appears that iOS 15.4 is in fact that update. This will now help third-party apps display full 120 Hz animations on users with compatible iPhones. A real quick update on SharePlay. In apps that support that feature, there's now an option to quickly activate it directly from the share sheet. Inside of the TV section of the Settings app under Preferences, you can now choose still frame or poster art options from the Up Next display in the app. Still frame shows you still frames from what you're watching, while poster art shows the main title images for shows or movies. So you can pick which one you want based on your preference. We also made an entire video surrounding the new Tap to Pay on iPhone feature, but a quick rundown on that is that it's now designed to allow NFC-compatible iPhones to accept payments through Apple Pay, contactless credit and debit cards, and other digital wallets without requiring additional hardware. Tap to Pay on iPhone is enabled in iOS 15.4, but it does require third-party providers to add support. Stripe has announced that it will be the first payment platform to offer Tap to Pay on iPhone to business customers, including Shopify users. In the podcast app, if you're viewing a show in your library, you can now filter episodes by played, unplayed, download, or saved. And there's also an option to go to any show and filter for a specific season. iOS 15.4 adds a new Siri voice for American users, which can be elected from the Settings app by going to Siri and Search and then selecting Siri voice, and then it's option number 5. There's also new anti-stalking features for AirTags implemented into this update. When setting up an AirTag or Find My Accessory, there's now a warning that the device is locked to an Apple ID and that using it to track someone without consent is a crime. With this warning, Apple wants to make it very clear to those who would use AirTags and Find My compatible devices from third-party companies as stalking tools that such a case is in fact illegal and has criminal repercussions. And lastly, for those who have an iPad and a Mac, you should definitely update to iPadOS 15.4 and macOS 12.3 to take advantage of Apple's universal control feature. Again, like the other major features with this update, we have a full video going through everything that you need to know, but in a nutshell, this feature lets you use a single cursor and keyboard to control the iPads and Macs that are signed into your iCloud account. There are, of course, a few other minor tweaks, changes, updates, and bug fixes with this new iOS 15.4 update, so be sure to check the description for a full breakdown of everything new in iOS 15.4, but I'd love to know your thoughts about this update in the comments down below. Before we end today's video, I do want to give you more information about today's sponsor, OWC. If you just recently picked up a new Mac and are looking to expand ports, then the OWC Thunderbolt Hub, which is now available for new M1 Macs and all Thunderbolt 3 equipped Macs, is going to be a great option. The OWC Thunderbolt Hub offers the new Thunderbolt hubbing technology. You can now have 4 Thunderbolt ports plus 1 USB port on your new Apple M1 Mac, an Intel Mac, with Thunderbolt 3, or any Thunderbolt 4 PC with this compact hub. You can now connect and charge any device with a USB-C or USB-A connector, support up to 2 4K displays or a single 5K, 6K, and 8K display, add high-performance storage, including NVMe solutions, and generally make your workflow work for you by adding AV mixers, phones, or tablets, even desktop accessories, all through one single Thunderbolt port. The OWC Thunderbolt Hub is available now, and you can click the link in the description down below to pick up one or any other products from OWC that you might be interested in. This has been Dan with Mac Rumors. Thanks so much for watching, and I hope to see you around in the next video.
Unfortunately, there are a lot of people out here who have a smartphone, who don't know how to use it, who don't know how to add an app. They don't know how to surf on the web with it. They don't know how to really do some of the things that are really helpful to them. So Diane Ducharme is going to be here a little bit later to talk about the Blind Shell Mobile Phone 2 that's available from the Low Vision Shop. And you can visit the Low Vision Shop online or visit their store on York Road. It is one of the only distributors of the Blind Shell phone in Maryland, and you can even get training on how to use it, which is really cool. But I'm going to start delving into these grocery delivery services. Let's, first of all, what do we do if we don't have a smartphone or a computer? What are our options? Well, I think the best option that you have, if I had to pick one, and you can do this from a smartphone, you can do this from a home phone, is call 1-855-464-6872. That's 1-855-464-6872. And that is the Go-Go Grandparents, I believe. I think that's the actual title of the service. They have all kinds of stuff on here that you can do. Grocery shopping, you can get a Lyft or Uber ride, you can get restaurant delivery through DoorDash and Uber Eats. You can get drugstore deliveries. So if you aren't very good with a smartphone, I would program that number into my brain at 855-464-6872. Another option that you have is to use a service called Swan. Now, Swan, it has a lot of stuff. You talk to anyone who orders from Swan on a regular basis, you will hear that they have tons of meat, seafood, fruits, vegetables, side dishes, snacks, appetizers, pizza, ice cream, all kinds of stuff. And Swan delivers directly to your door. And they will take orders over the phone, unlike most of the other services that we're going to talk about here today. So if you want to call Swan, it's 1-888-724-9267. You get the idea that you might want to have something handy to record with or write with as we're doing this presentation today. You better believe it, because there's a lot of numbers that I'm going to be going through here. And so you can either go through it now or listen to the recording from the website later, or download it and play it at your own convenience on your computer if you happen to have one, or download it to your phone. Again, the number for Swan is 888-724-9267. So check that out. Let's get into this whole idea of grocery services delivery. And there's a bunch, and we're not going to talk about every single one of them because we don't have time, and I think you know that. But let's talk about the first one. We're going to talk about Shipt first. It's S-H-I-P-T, and they have a website. They have an app. Both are accessible. You can shop with both, and you can select storage with both. So they have a customer service number. It's 205-502-2500. That number again, 205-502-2500. Do not call them to try to order things from them. They get a little annoyed. They really do. So, you know, let's make their – one of the problems is a lot of these companies cannot take credit card information over the phone. They're not bonded to do that, those types of things. So let's talk about what do you get with Shipt real quick. So for the Baltimore area, there are 14 stores. It all starts out with 7-Eleven, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Safeway, and Sephora, Harris Teeter, GMC, Petco, Wise Market, Lidl, which is L-I-D-L, Target, Office Depot, and Reznor's. Yes, all that in the 21201 zip code. Your area may have more or less, so, you know, you may want to check Shipt out. It works the same as Instacart. You can pay a one-time fee and get free deliveries if you buy a certain amount of groceries, which is usually $35. That amount may go up very soon, so just know that that may be changing here. like I said, a $99 yearly fee for the service. Or you can just do it based upon delivery only. You don't have to subscribe and say, I don't buy groceries this way very often. So you can certainly do that as well. So let's talk about, I'm not going to talk about how to navigate the app or how to navigate the website or any of those kind of things. Those of you that have been around for a while know that each website's a little different, each app's a little different, but it's pretty much all the same. You know, you input your information and then you go shopping. So not rocket science here. Of course, Instacart has a website and an app. It has a customer service number as well, 888-246-7822. That's 888-246-7822. And the reason why people love shopping on Instacart is because of all the options that you have to get food delivered to you. I know that some of you will say the app is a little funky. That's the best word I can say for it. But listen to the stores that you get here. You get Aldi's, you get Sprouts Farmers Market, you get Wegmans, and this is in the Baltimore area where, you know, grocery shopping can be a challenge sometimes. Giant Food, Food Lion, Costco, Safeway, BJ's, Wholesale Club, another Food Lion, CVS Pharmacy, Target, Shoppers, and this is all in the 21201 zip code, Walgreens, Harris Teeter, also known as Kroger in the rest of the country, by the way, Dollar Tree, Petco, India Bazaar, Big Lots, 7-Eleven, and just a whole bunch more. We won't go quite over all of them, but you get the idea. So Instacart, very popular. Another popular one that people like to use is Walmart. You can do the Walmart at Home service. You can shop directly through the Walmart app. And it's fairly simple to use. Instacart, by the way, takes the, I think most of the country calls it the SNAP card, but it's what back in the day they would call food stamps. So just know that you can go shopping from some stores with your food allocation. So just know that that is available. And Walmart will be doing so. If they're not doing it already, they're going to be doing it shortly. So just throwing that out there. Now, one of the easier ways to shop anymore is just to use your good old restaurant delivery services like DoorDash and Uber Eats. They both have tons of stores on them now where you can just have them, you know, pick up a few items. It's very quick. A lot of times it's a lot faster than waiting later in the day or, you know, next day for a delivery. So if you want to use DoorDash or Uber Eats, you can certainly do that. So a lot of us use DoorDash for our restaurant delivery. If you want McDonald's, Burger King, Checkers, all those types of services, you know, it's great for that. Of course, the price of fast food is really going up, so it can get a little pricey. DoorDash does have a customer service number. It's 855-431-0459. That's 855-431-0459. So just to give you an idea, in the Baltimore area, you have Walgreens, Dash Mart, CVS, Dollar General, Rite Aid, 7-Eleven, Wawa, Royal Farms, Safeway, PetSmart, Target, Office Depot, of course, like I said, Grubhub does this, Uber Eats does this, so just know that there are services out there. Peapod is still around. Amazon Fresh, it's going away, unfortunately. There is a service that's working its way down the East Coast called Fresh Direct. So they are going to be moving into the area soon. Right now, they're in the Pennsylvania area, so about to cross the mighty Mason-Dixon line and get into Maryland pretty soon. So those are ways to get grocery delivery. But there are lots of other ways to get food, especially with apps and websites, because all of these have apps and websites. Now, like I said earlier, you're probably not going to get a whole lot of help with the customer service number, but let's talk about meal kit delivery services. Yes, exciting stuff. We have four other types of grocery delivery options here. We have meal kits. We have frozen dinners. We have vegetables. We have meat. Just to give you some idea about how we're moving forward. So obviously the meal kit, you get everything you need to make a meal in a nice convenient pouch. Everything is there. The recipe card is there. Obviously, it's going to take a little bit of work to scan your recipe card and to get your vegetables and everything together. But they're pretty neat. Obviously, the most popular one that people have heard about is Blue Apron. It starts at $8.84 per serving. So usually when you do these plans, you have to do a subscription base, and you say how many meals per week you want, and that is your subscription moving forward. So let's just talk about a few more of these. HelloFresh is $8.74 per serving. Green Chef starts at $10.49. Home Chef starts at $9.95 per serving. You have Purple Carrot, which is $9.25 per serving. Marley Spoon starts at $8.90 per serving. You have one called Peach Dish. If you like Southern food, it's $12.50 per serving. I want to give you the number for Peach Dish because it's a little hard to find. It's 404-939-1860. We have Sunbasket at $9.99 per serving. We have Plated, which starts at $8.74. We have Fresh Realm. And Fresh Realm starts at $5.25. So decent price there. Okay, Sunbasket is considered to be the best, one of the best, especially as far as health goes. Nice, fresh food. In fact, you can get Sunbasket deliveries on some of the apps that we were talking about earlier. So I believe that they're on Instacart. So that's kind of neat, right? You have a lot of options with Sunbasket. Let's talk about the subscription. For three Sunbasket meals each week, you'll pay $13.49 per serving. Gives you something to think about. Home Chef is best for picky eaters like myself, who doesn't have a wide range of vegetables that I particularly care for. So if that's you as well, then maybe Home Chef might be the one that is a meal service that's going to work best for you. Every plate is the cheapest option, but they don't give you that many options as far as what you're able to subscribe to. $75. And usually you can get a weekly box. It has three recipes. It's either two or four servings apiece, so relatively inexpensive. Of course, as I mentioned previously, Blue Apron is the one that most people hear about. They have the best introductory offer, usually. So, price for serving ranges from $7.49 to $10, with options to prepare 2 to 4 recipes per week and 2 to 4 servings per recipe. Gobble is the best for those cooking but do not have the time. So they pre-chop and preheat a lot of the items that you're going to need to prepare the meal. And again, all these have apps and they have websites as well. So it's up to you which way you want to go about subscribing. But regardless of that, you have to understand that you have to do the legwork for it. You have to use the website. You have to use the apps. So HelloFresh is good. Best one for people who have food allergies. So if you have an allergy of some kind, shellfish or peanuts or any kind of other allergy, this one is the best one for you because it has all the offerings that they have. Green Chef, obviously, in the name, it's best for those who like to eat organic food. Subscription is a little pricey, but you got to consider the quality of your food. Another one, Purple Carrot, is really good toward people who are vegan, and is targeted toward that market. They have 8 different recipes, usually to choose from, per week. Like I said, between $9 and $12 per meal, that type of thing. So you can see how the meal kits are. They require, like I said, a little bit of work. So maybe if that's not something that you really want to go towards, and maybe you might want to go towards prepared meals, and we'll talk about that. So you're talking about prepared meals, you're talking about Munchery. Now, Munchery offers both a subscription model with weekly kits and the option to order specific meals when you want them. 1-855-672-6879 is the phone number. Freshly offers several subscription plans starting at $8.99 a meal. And you can go into Freshly. And when you go to these things, the thing to keep in mind is you're putting in your email address, you're putting in your password, and you want to start shopping for meals, but you have to pick your subscription plan first. So keep that in mind, that you have to pick your plan so that you know, you can go through these and order these prepared meals. Of course, the home kit are pretty much the same way as well. Home Bistro, it offers kits that include a number of different meals and the option to order specific meals when you want them as well. 1-800-749-1170. Factor 75 offers several subscription plans starting at $11 a meal. Magic Kitchen, you can pick specific meals or a complete meal menu. So it offers a little bit of flexibility there. You have Sunfair. Sunfair offers both monthly subscription plans and weekly plans that allow you to order only what you want a week at a time. That's 1-866-786-3273. Snap Kitchen is one that's out there. Fresh and Easy is out there. Every Plate is out there. Dinnerly is out there. Fresh and Lean, which is a pretty popular one as well. A lot of people like Fresh and Lean just because of the name. It does have good food for you to eat. You'll actually find that a lot of these plants actually have very healthy food options. So definitely, if you're interested in that, you might want to check it out. So a little bit more details about these. Factor 75 offers 27 plus dietitian designed and chef crafted options on a rotating menu. Heat, eat, and enjoy. Meals arrive ready to heat and eat in less than 2 minutes. Always helpful. And they have breakfast, lunch, and dinner options. You are great. Home Chef, when we saw them as the meal kit, they also have a dinner option. It's effortless cooking, oven-ready meals. They tell you not to cook them in the microwave. As many as 30 options per week. Free shipping on orders of $49 plus, which is pretty easy to do. HelloFresh will give you some surprise gifts from time to time. They offer free shipping. Meals are ready in minutes. Always helpful. Freshly, you can heat and eat meals in 3 minutes or less. You have 30 plus options to choose from. Sun Basket, we talked about. Some degree, but they had some pre-made meals as well. So you can definitely enjoy those. Snap Kitchen, that's the one that you don't really hear that much about. They have pre-made meals ready in 3 minutes. Weekly menus caters to keto, paleo, and whole 30 diets. And you also have the option to skip shipment. Now, some of these, if you got to call them up. If you're going to miss a week or miss a couple of weeks, you really have to put your subscription on pause so that you don't get charged. So that's something to think about also. Every plate, you can keep this option, obviously, most affordable meal kit and dinners, but less variety, as we have talked about. And so you kind of get a sense of what the frozen dinner / meal kit options are all about. Some of the things that we can talk about here, getting into the vegetable delivery option. So before getting into the veggies, let's talk a little bit about Daily Harvest. They have a plan, and that Daily Harvest started as a weekly or monthly smoothie delivery service and has expanded to sell soups, flatbreads, bowls, and other wholesome prepared foods. Actually, very healthy options for you. The fresh veggies, greens, healthy sauces. The cost for items range anywhere between $6 and $12. So it's not quite as cheap as getting a TV dinner or something like that. Very wholesome, very healthy. And you should check them out if that's what you're into. And there's a Mosaic Foods, which offers meals that with fresh vegetables and whole grains and ship in packaging that is either recyclable or made with recycled fiber, which is good. When you get these dinners and things like that, you'll see that some of them offer a lot of packaging that you're going to have to dispose of. and you'd like to have something that's probably recyclable because you're going to be throwing it away, and like I said, it's a ton of stuff. So, you know, obviously you got to have all the stuff in there to keep it cool and those types of things, so be thinking about that. Magic Kitchen is a service that delivers frozen pre-made meals to your door, and it's flexible. And it has flexibility. I should, you know, learn to read. No obligation subscription, which is quite nice. So keep that in mind. You don't have to subscribe. The meals start at $8 each. So it's available everywhere. So you kind of get a sense of some of these other services that are out there and that you can enjoy. Another one out there called Meal Pro, which makes it unique is that you can kind of dictate what you want. It lets you choose a protein in two sides, typically a starch and a veggie. So it's, again, kind of geared towards individuals who might be a little bit picky about their side dishes. Definitely something to review. They're tasty and healthy. Of course, they all offer that, right? So we talked about there's Freshly out there. And we kind of mentioned Freshly a little bit earlier. And so there's just tons and tons of these types of services out there. You can go to YouTube and get a first-hand look at how different people view different services. There's a lot of review. There's a lot of them, like I said, out there that you might not have heard about. But they all offer a lot of options, a lot of healthy options, those types of things. So let's talk about vegetables. Misfits Market is probably one that we can start with. And you're starting to hear a lot of these reviewed. A lot of times you have the meat, but you're looking for some vegetables to go with it, but you don't want to pay a ton of money for produce. Or you'd like to have the fresh produce delivered to your door. This service offers fights food waste by serving products that might otherwise be thrown away just because of the way they look, not because they're not fresh. Imperfections can be a little bit funky. Misfits Market launched in 2018 to decrease farm-level food waste and to also supply fresh food to the general public. Since then, the subscription service has reached 48 states, plus Washington, D.C., more than 228 million pounds of imperfect produce has been delivered to 3 million subscribers across America. CBC is a pretty popular option. Definitely with the vegetables, though, you definitely have to use the app. You're not going to get much help with that over the phone, if you can even reach anyone, that is. Of course, we have ugly vegetables, and it's a subscription service as well. Lots of options to choose from. It is a subscription service, so you can create a customized box of items of your choice from the company's marketplace, and they want you to spend at least $30 because, you know, it costs a lot to ship this stuff. lots of items to choose from. There's a another service out there called Tropical Fruit Box, and that's a little bit harder to find, so I'm going to give you the phone number for that, 786-758-4787. Comes out of Florida, I believe, and you can get your tropical fruit only. Doesn't offer a lot of other options, but if you're, you know, if you like your tropical fruit, that is one way to get it. Let's see what else we have to choose from here. Some of these descriptions are quite lengthy. So there's imperfect foods. Imperfect foods, it focuses on sustainability and reducing food waste. Imperfect food also allows you to choose individual items inexpensively. Yeah, some of these are, you don't want to get lumped into a service where you're getting vegetables that you don't care for automatically. So a lot of these do a pretty good job of offering you the option. To get what you want. There's a service out there called Farm People. Farm People is not really available in our area, unfortunately. So it's in the New York area. So if you're in the New York area and you're looking at this, that is an option for you. And does offer some meat options as well. So if they ever expand into the southeast region, something to think about. Another place that offers a lot of fruits and fruit baskets is a place called Harry and David. It's very expensive and it has very limited offerings. They have a monthly club that offers the first shipment of a baby vegetable basket and then provide the new veggie to try each month forward. So you may have purple artichokes, you may have sugar, cauliflower, and white asparagus, kabocha squash. So you can get the idea. It's a little exorbitant as far as exotic is the word I'm looking for. Exotic. You also have a veggie of the month club, and you can do that for 3 to 6 months, or 3 and 6 month options. So it does offer some kind of unique offerings. They also have a fruit club as well, but like I said, they are very expensive. Hungry Harvest is another service out there that you can subscribe to. Lots of they have a lot more options than fruits and vegetables and recyclable shipping options. So you don't have all this stuff that you're feeling bad about throwing away because of what it's packaged in, which is a good thing. Because as mentioned earlier, there's quite a lot of it. There's another service out there called Crop Swap. I'm not going to go much into that. Just understand that it's out there. It is definitely something that you can look at. There's one that's local. The Norman's Farmers Market. They have a website and they have a local phone number, which is 301-684-0451. So
like I said, they are out of, they're in the Howard County area. I actually tried to contact them because I wanted to see whether or not we could call in orders or not, and they did not respond. So either by their phone number or by their website. But that place is called Norman Farm Market. So they have a website, all that kind of stuff. In the interest of time, let's go very quickly through these meat delivery services. They're a little bit more helpful as far as helping you over the phone. So these are actually listed in what this rating from best to worst. So the best one that this particular service rated the best was called Crowd Cow. Crowd Cow has a wide range of cuts. That's probably why they liked it. You can do a la carte, you can do subscription, fast service, sustainable packaging, always a great thing, right? There's another service out there called Snake River Farms. And Snake River Farms, you can call them. They actually have a phone number at 877-736-0193. That's 877-736-0193. Again, wide range of cuts. And that seems to be one of the things that they actually like. So also a wide range of products, which is always helpful. You can do a la carte, fast shipping, sustainable packaging, the whole works. So that's why I like Crowd Cow. That's why I like Snake River Farm. Those are actually the two that get a lot of notoriety. As we go down this list, there's a lot of minutiae in this stuff. So there's some reviews. Some of the stuff, if you want it, if you want to look at the reviews and those kinds of things, just shoot me an email and I will send this stuff to you. My email is jerry.price1@maryland.gov. That's jerry.price1@maryland.gov. And some of the stuff, especially when it comes to meat, it's talking about how to freeze it, the preparations that you need to do for storing meat, whenever they send it to you, because obviously you're buying it in a fairly large amount of bulk size. So, you know, you got to be able to keep it fresh and, you know, those types of service. So those types of things to remember. So I'm just scanning through here to see what the next one is. So we have Crowd Cow, we have Snake River Farms. We will also have Omaha Steaks, obviously. And we also have one that we like to use. Let me just see here. I'm trying to find these phone numbers real quick because you can actually call them and get meat delivered. And it's still going through here talking about cuts of meat and those types of things, what the difference between flank and different types of how meats are cut, what to ask for, and so what's a porter steak, for example. But we don't need to know all that because we are interested in saving a little bit of time here. And all right. Thrive Market is one that delivers. 866-419-2174. That's 866-419-2174. Again, if you shoot me an email, you can have all these phone numbers. I don't necessarily have the website, but I can put that on there easy enough. That's not going to be a problem. And it will save you a little bit of time as far as going to some of these. There's also a grassroots market, grassroots, where everything is grass-fed. It's always a healthier cut of meat. As you guys know, grassroots, I believe it has a phone number here, 501-613-0184, and that is 501-613-0184. We're coming to the end, people, believe me. I know this sounds a little bit monotonous after a while to place, number, and what they do. Butcher's Box, 855-981-8568. Butcher's Box, 855-981-8568. Another great place to order food from. Your meat, Omaha Steaks, which you always hear advertised, 1-800-843-5700. That's 1-800-843-5700. And one of the last ones, well, not to make it the last one just yet, one of the ones that I'm going to throw in here, it wasn't on the original list, but one that you can definitely order from out of Milwaukee called Usinger's. It's 414-999-0220. That's 414-999-0220. And one other one to make mention of is the Wild Alaskan Company. That's 833-328-9453. Again, that's 833-328-9453. And believe it or not, I know this sounds amazing, but believe it or not, I am done, finally. See, it's a lot of stuff to go through. Again, if you want to shoot me an email, if you want this stuff, to read through these reviews and all the offerings and the websites and the phone numbers, just shoot me an email, jerry.price1@maryland.gov. At this time, I'm very pleased to introduce Diane Ducharme, who works for the Low Vision Shop. She's going to tell us all about the Blind Shell mobile phone. Good morning, Diane.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Jerry, I just want to throw one more out there as if we haven't had enough. Your presentation was extremely thorough, but there's one that I use. It's called South Mountain Dairy. So I actually have a milkman that delivers milk to my house, and you can also get veggies, meat, all kinds of, like, preserves, jam, cheese, yogurt, all that kind of stuff. So I don't have their number, but they're in Maryland. It's called South Mountain Dairy. So going to talk now about the Blind Shell accessible phone. And for those who have not had a chance to get your hands on it, it is a totally accessible tactile cell phone. It has real buttons. I like to tell people it's kind of like a calculator, because it has, the buttons, and it has a big dot on the number 5, and it does have a screen on it. The screen is about 2.5-3 inches, but you do not need to see the screen to use the phone. So somebody who is totally blind can use this phone. It uses the candy bar platform of an Android phone. But all that is hidden behind the scenes, so you can't use TalkBack on it or anything like that. So it is menu-driven, and so it has your number pad, and then above that it has 6 buttons. So your first button would be the one you would press for your notifications. Under that, on the left-hand side, is your OK button. In the middle, I like to call it an equal sign. There's a top bar and a bottom bar that allows you to scroll through. So sometimes I'll refer to them as arrows just because that's how we refer to scrolling. Then there's 2 little buttons on the right. The one will repeat what the phone just said in case you missed it. And if you hit that one again, it'll actually spell it. And then the one under that is your slash button. I call it slash because it's like this diagonal button. And that is your back button, or that is the one you use to turn on the phone. So let me give you a tour of the phone. You turn up the volume. It's got a great speaker. And, oh, and on the back, let me go through this really quick. There's a designated SOS button. So you could program that to whatever you want. You could be 911. It could be a family member. And that's just an easier way to get help. It has a rocker switch on the side for your volume. And then on the other side, the right-hand side of the phone, the skinny part of the phone, if you turned it on its side, if you press that down, that's how you would dictate. So you can dictate, say, call so-and-so, send a message to so-and-so. You could ask it to open up the app. And regarding the app, so the only apps that you can put on the blind shell are the apps in the blind shell family. Every day they are working on extending the number of apps that they have, so that's great. But I'll take it through toward the phone.
Contact. So, 3 of 7. Phone 10. 10.
So, Jerry, can you...
Application.
Is the volume okay?
4 of 7. Contact.
Fine.
3 of 7.
Yeah, I can hear it all right.
Okay, great. Thank you. So let's start at the top.
Call. 1 of 7.
So call, of course. You can use it to make phone calls, which to me is a big thing because with my iPhone, calls are the worst part of the phone.
Messages.
Messages is texting. So again, if you want to text somebody, you can either go into the program.
Write SMS to contact.
So you could write it to your contact, or so you could do it manually, or you could also dictate it by using the button on the side. So we'll get out of that.
Messages, 2 of 7. Contacts.
Contacts. So it has a contact list. You could put all your contacts in it. You can then go in and edit them if you like.
Applications.
So applications, let's go into that.
Internet browser.
It has an internet browser, and you can switch your internet browser from, I will show you, you could use, so I'm hitting the OK button.
Insert URL or search.
So it's telling me to insert a site.
Bookmarks.
I could bookmark.
History.
History.
3 of 5. Settings. 4 of 5.
So there's settings for your internet browser.
You can settings. What search engine. Other settings. Clean up other settings. 3 of 4. Show text overlay selected. Private mode. Use app for watching YouTube videos selected.
So there's a lot of, it's actually pretty advanced as far as what you can do if you want to. Otherwise, you could ignore all that.
2 of 4. Google selected.
So you could choose Google for your search engine.
Bing not selected.
Bing.
2 of 4. DuckDuckGo not selected.
DuckDuckGo.
3 of 4. Quant not selected.
Or the fourth one, which I'm actually not familiar with. So let's back out of that.
2 of 4. Setting. 4 of 5, internet browser, 1 of 10.
And the way I'm doing that is I'm just hitting that back button, that slash, which everything is tactile. You could feel it.
Tools, 2 of 10.
So if we go into tools.
Alarm, 1 of 10.
Has an alarm.
Calculator, 2 of 10.
Calculator.
Calendar, 3 of 10. Flashlight, 4 of 10. Minute timer, 5 of 10. Notes, 6 of 10. Stopwatch, 7 of 10. Unit converter, 8 of 10. Voice recorder, 9 of 10. Weather, 10 of 10.
Okay, and we'll back out of that. And for anybody who is a JAWS user, you will love that it does give you the orientation, you know, 2 of 10 or 6 of 10. Yeah, you can turn that off if it bothers some people. They do turn that off, but I actually like it.
Communication, 3 tools.
So,
alarm,
oops, sorry.
1 of tools, 2 of communication.
So communication.
3 of 10. Email. 1
you
of
can
5.
Email. So what you would do then is when you would get the phone is you would just set up your email on this phone, whether it's Gmail or MSN or whoever you use.
Facebook Messenger.
It does
2
have
of 5.
Facebook Messenger.
Skype Lite. 3 of 5. Telegram. 4 of 5. WhatsApp. 5 of 5.
And it does have WhatsApp. A lot of people like that, especially if they do international calling. So we'll back out of that with the slash
communication,
button.
Communication, 3 of 10. Media, 4 of 10.
Media, go into that.
Audible, 1 of
so
9.
So it does have Audible. So what you do is if you already are an Audible user, you would just go in and put your username and password, and then you could get your Audible on the blind shelf.
Camera.
It has a camera which will beep until it finds an image, and then it'll allow you to take the picture. But then the cool thing about the blind shell is once you take the picture, you have the option to save the picture, discard the picture, but also label the picture. So you would label it in your own voice. So you will actually be able to know what pictures are on your phone, because I have a ton of pictures on my phone and I have no idea what they are on my iPhone. So this is a great way that as soon as I take the picture on the blind shell, I can label it.
FM radio, 3 of 9.
So it has the FM radio.
Images, 4 of 9.
So the images are where you would find your pictures that you've taken.
Internet radio, 5 of 9.
Internet radio is really cool because you can listen to radio stations from all over the world.
Music player, 6 of 9.
So it has a music player that if you put an SD card in the blind shell, then you could listen to your music.
Podcast player.
The podcast player is so good. It is so simple to use. You can search for podcasts, or they give you the most popular 100 in your country. If you wanted to do that, you could listen to podcasts from other countries as well.
Shazam, song recognition, 8 of 9.
So it has Shazam.
YouTube.
And then YouTube. And again, with YouTube, you can search, you can keep your favorites, you can have your subscriptions. So if you are a current YouTube user and you have an account, you could, again, just log in with your information.
Media, 4 of 10.
So we're backing out again.
Books, 5 of 10.
It has a book reader called LibriVox, which has about 10,000 books on there. And you can search by author, or category title. Now, Bard is on the way. That's the one thing we told them. We need Bard on the blind shell. So once Bard is on there, then that'll be so awesome, because then, again, you could log in with your username and password.
Application, 4 of 7. Internet browser, tools, communication, media, books, 5 of 10, games, 6 books, 5 games.
Okay, so it has games. It has Hangman. It has Simon, which I find very difficult to play, but other people are really addicted to it.
Vision aids.
So the vision aids is a very important category.
Be my eyes.
So it does have Be My Eyes.
Beepers. 2 of 8.
So it has this beeper system that you could purchase a beeper, and you could put that on your cane or your keys or whatever it is you lose. And then you can use your blind shell to find it, because the beeper itself will beep once you select that option.
Color indicator.
So it does have a color ID built into it.
Google Lookout.
Google Lookout is amazing. As an iPhone user, I did not know about Google Lookout until I saw it on the blind shell, and that allows you to scan your environment, so it'll tell you what is around you. Like, it'll say a chair or trees, or unfortunately it calls my dog a cat, which she gets very offended by. But it will tell you what's in the room. It will also turn text into speech. So I didn't even realize this. I was sitting at my kitchen table, and apparently my son's baseball hat was on the table. So I just had Google Lookout on, and it said baseball hat. And then it said baseball hat with text, house and football. So I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's reading this. And then I just held it up, and then across the room, it actually read the shipping label on a box. So I was really impressed with that. It also has a currency reader built into the Google Lookout. And it also has that it can read UPC, so it can identify packages.
Localization.
So localization will tell you the address where you are in case you need a ride and you don't know the address.
Magnifying glass.
It
6 of 8.
Does have a magnifying glass. I don't have enough vision for this to work for me, but for other people, they say it does work.
NFC object tagging.
So it has the object tagging. If anybody remembers the pen friend, it pretty much has a pen friend built into it, and you will receive a page of labels in the box.
QR object tagging.
And
database.
It does the QR codes as well. So let's back out of that.
Vision aid, 7 of 10. Hobby, 8 of 10.
So we'll go into hobbies.
Guitar tuner.
It does have a guitar tuner. And we were actually at the CSUN conference about 2 weeks ago in California, and Stevie Wonder comes by our table. And he was playing with the blind shell, and he was, like, so impressed that it had a guitar tuner.
Metronome.
And it has a metronome for you piano players. So we'll back out of that.
Hobby, 8 of 10. Shopping, 9
shopping.
Of 10.
It has Amazon shopping built right into it. So, again, put in your Amazon username and password, and you're good to go.
App catalog, 10 of 10.
So this is where your app catalog is. And any new apps you'll find in there, it's so easy to install them. You would just arrow down to the app you want. You would click the OK. It will automatically download it, and then it will automatically install it for you. So we'll back out.
Application, 4 of 7. Settings, 5 of
so
7.
So settings.
Sound, 1 of 10.
We'll go into the sounds of the settings.
Profile,
so
1 of 7. Volume, 2 of 7.
You can adjust the volume, the internal volume on your phone.
Melodies, 3
There's
of 7.
Probably, I want to say it's like 122 melodies you could choose from for your ringer and also for your notifications.
Voice output, 4 of 7.
So you could change the voice. I have it on a male voice. You could choose a female voice. There's 7 voices you could choose from. You could also change the pitch. You could change how fast it talks.
Feedback. Automatic speakerphone. 7 of 7. Notification reminder. Feedback.
So,
5 of 7.
Feedback.
Sound and vibration selected.
So you could choose whether you want your phone to have sound and vibration when you press a button. You could choose it to be totally silent. And it also, you could choose when your phone rings, you could have it announce who is calling or the phone number where the call is coming from.
Notification reminder, 6 of 7.
So you could turn on notifications or you could turn off notifications.
Automatic speakerphone.
And it does have an automatic speakerphone that you could turn on as well.
Sound, 1 of 10. Keyboard, 2 of 10.
So you could change, just like on an iPhone, you could decide if you want it to repeat the last letter you type or repeat the one you're deleting.
Display, 3
so
of 10.
So the display, you could change. You can make it bigger. You can make it smaller. You could change the contrast, white on black on white, yellow on black, yellow on or black on yellow, you know, whatever is best for your eyes.
Networks, 4 of 10. Favorite applications.
So favorite applications.
10.
What that will do is we'll give you a list of all the apps that you have downloaded, and then the button on the side, the right side, that you would press and hold when you want to dictate, if you just tap that button, it'll allow you to cycle through your favorites. So if there's something you use all the time, like Be My Eyes, you could put that in your favorite so that you don't have to go through the menus to find it.
Screen reader, 6 of 10. Date, time and time, the language, 8
okay,
of
so
10.
Okay, so language, it has like 7 different languages.
System update, 9 of 10.
And the system update would tell you if there is a system update. And again, that's very easy. It walks you through how to update your phone.
About phone. 10 of 10.
And then about phone just gives you the IMEI number and all that kind of technical stuff. So we'll back out of that.
Setting. Manual.
So it has a built-in manual. So the manual that's in the box the manual that's online, is also built in to the blind shell. So if there's something you want to learn about or you're stuck on something, you could check the manual.
Turn off the phone.
And then the last one is to turn off the phone. So if you want to turn off your phone, you would just hit the OK button. It would say, do you want to turn off your phone? And you would hit the OK button again, and your phone is off. And then to turn the phone back on again, you would hit the flash button above the number 3. And it takes about 45 seconds for it to come on, because it is like a little computer in there, so it's working, and then plays this nice little song when it's on, and you are ready to go.
11:12 a.m., charging from AC.
So it does charge with two ways. It comes with a cradle in the box that you could just set it in to charge, or you can also just do it the standard way with, you know, plugging the cable into the phone and then plugging the other into a USB port or an outlet plug. It's a very sturdy phone. It's not something that is fragile. I wouldn't suggest dropping it, but if you do drop it, it should be fine. The phone actually allows you to put 2 SIM cards in. I think it is a European phone by nature, so that's probably why. But you generally will just use 1 SIM card. And then it also has a slot for an SD card. Now, the blind shell only works on the T-Mobile network, or anybody that uses T-Mobile towers. So Consumer Cellular, Boost Mobile, Metro, all those will work. Anybody who uses T-Mobile towers can support the blind shell. Is there any questions? You know, I went through it kind of fast, but I think it's a remarkable phone.
Well, before
phone,
we get to questions, Diane, very quickly. Uh-huh. How does one go about getting it, and, you know, where to go, and phone number to call, and where you're located, and all that fun stuff?
Yeah. So you can get the blind shell at the Low Vision Shop. Our website is thelowvisionshop.com, or you could simply call us to place an order at 410-431-2020. And about, I'm going to say, less than 3 weeks ago, we actually, the Low Vision Shop, acquired the blind shell. Oh, I'm sorry. I have a very old dog who's over 15 years old, and she gets into stuff. She shouldn't. So hold on 1 second. Okay, so we acquired the whole U.S. market for the blind shell. So even if you purchase your phone from AT Guys or Mystic Access, it's coming from us. They are all getting their phones from us. So we are the master distributor for the United States. And the important thing about that is that now we have control. So we can say, well, you know, we think this app is important, or, you know, people are really asking for this app. And we do take the feedback very seriously. Blind Shell also takes the feedback very seriously. There are other products out there, services for the blind, that they want to jump on the Blind Shell bandwagon. So it's going to do nothing but expand. It's really starting to take off. So it's a great phone. It's a great platform. And, yes, you can get it at thelowvisionshop.com or by calling 410-431-2020. It comes in red or black. You can purchase cases for it, and I know I'm not a very good salesperson, but you really don't need the case. If it makes you feel better, then certainly go ahead and purchase a case for it. So, any questions now?
Debbie Brown?
Yes.
All right.
Like,
if anyone
has
any questions about anything? Yep.
Hi.
You have a question?
This is Sharon, Maryland, has a heart attack here. And I almost missed this. top. Well, I went back through my email. I said, something's happened today, and I almost missed it. I missed some of it. However, I did get the phone number 410-431-2020.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
And
oh, great.
And the one, yes, sorry. The
okay.
One thing that we...
I have heard about this like a couple of years ago, but I have an iPhone. I sort of reluctantly, my daughter thought they were doing a good deal. They're going to give me in the 21st century, they say. So they got together and got me this phone. I'm learning how to use this dot iPhone, and I'm still realizing still a lot I don't know. But I'm blind. I'm not low vision. I'm blind. So
okay.
I don't see my screen. So it's very important to what I hear, you know, and I can navigate.
Yeah.
You I heard some of the apps. One app, these apps, I assume, they come standard with this phone?
Yes. All the ones that I talked about do come with the phone, and they're free. Well, like Audible is a subscription-based program, so if you're already an Audible user, then you could just use your username and password. But other than that, the apps are free, and they update them. You'll get an automatic you'll get a notification that it needs to be updated.
Mm-hmm. Now,
go ahead.
I guess I'm still wondering, what is the price of this song? Is it like monthly or something?
Yeah, that's very important. The price of the phone is $489. And so that covers the phone. And then whatever your service provider would be, like if you use AT&T or Boost or whoever, then that would be your monthly fee. But there's only one fee for the phone, and that's $489. Now, we do have, this is the Blindshell Classic 2. There is the original Blindshell, which we still sell, which is a much scaled-down model. It doesn't have the Vision Aid section. With that one, you can talk, text, email. You could go on the Internet, but that's pretty much it with that one. It's still a good phone. That one's $349. If that's something that you do, you know, we do get several customers that say, all I want this phone for is to answer phone calls. So we're like, okay, you know, don't spend the $489, spend the $349 and get the original.
Well, as it stands now, I am a customer using email and learn how to do that. And I take text or text. I learned how to type in the text. I learned how to do that with my phone. Now, if I wanted to acquire some additional apps, would it have to put like an app store or something? You can do that. I like the Bible app, and my Bible app somehow just went defunct. I don't know how to restore it another book. I really like the Bible app. You get about 65 different versions of that. So would I have to purchase that app or something?
Well, with the Blindshell, you can only download the apps that are in their Blindshell universe. Now, one example is for podcasts. So one of the podcasts that I have on here is the Bible a Day. So that's one thing that you could do is possibly get a podcast of what you're looking for. Another way you could do it is you can go on the Internet browser and, you know, get it that way. You can't download the app, but if there is a website, say, so I know there's not Instacart on here, but that's a great idea. I'm going to bring that back to them about putting that on. But you can go to Instacart.com and do your Instacart that way. So there's, you know, as blind people, we've learned there's more than one way to solve a problem. So, we have to be a little bit creative sometimes and say, okay, well, I can't do it this way, but I could do it this way. So
my question is about the Uber Rides app. The last that I was told, it's not on there. Has it been upgraded that you do have the Uber app now?
It is not on here yet, but again, that is their top priority. We, you know, being that the phone is from the Czech Republic, Uber was not in their frame of reference. So once we took over, we're like, no, it has to have Uber because that's that's a must. So hopefully we're going to see that within, I don't want to give it a time frame, but I'm hoping that it's going to be soon. Yeah. Let's just leave it at that.
Hello, ma'am.
And in the meantime, you could always call the go-go number, the 855-464-6872 number to get Uber and Lyft service.
Yes,
hello,
yes,
Mr. Park.
Hello,
Mr. Park.
Insurance has a fee, a monthly fee. You have to subscribe to that.
Yes.
Hello. Yes, I want to tell the yes, ma'am. I want to tell the lady. I want to tell the lady who was talking about the bland cell phone. I'm listening to this conference right now on my bland cell phone.
Woo,
I have used. I have used this phone for about, this is the new phone. I've had this for about 6 or 8 months now. And there's a company, and I didn't know that the Maryland Library had the ability to sell it all over the country. But there is a company called Blindshell USA that repaired the phone if you needed to repair it.
Yes. So Blindshell USA is our new company that came out about 3 weeks ago, and that is when we took over all the distribution and the support for Blindshell. And that's one thing else I want to talk about is if somebody purchased the Blindshell, you will get personal training on how to use it from me. So you would just call that 410-431-2020, and I will spend, I don't care if it's 20 hours, whatever it takes to get you so that you could use your blind shell independently. So we offer that kind of training.
Wait, I'd like to record that phone number that you just gave, please.
Yeah,
just a moment. Just a moment. Let me turn my VCR, my Victor Rita stream on. Just a moment.
Sarah, we can give that phone number again. I do have a question because it takes a while to set that Victor Reader to go to record. But I have a question. I've got a Blindshell Classic. I had AT&T service. I can no longer use it. And I tried to get T-Mobile, and they couldn't set it up either. So is there some way, can we get a discount, or is there something that we can do? Because I'm hesitant to buy another one because of that. I had it for like 6 months before they suddenly cut off my service. That we don't have choices. It doesn't matter to have all these wonderful services. We have no choice. I don't know what companies people are using because I can't get service for it.
Okay, so the Blindshell, there's two original Blindshells. So depending on which one you have, you may be, if you have the original, then the updated original will work on T-Mobile if you want to stick with the original. The Blindshell Classic 2, if you upgrade to that one, they take $100 off, so it would be $389 for you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I will check that out. Are you going? You guys going to be at any conventions this summer?
Yeah, we are. We're actually we have a lot of conventions lined up so far. So we're not sure which ones we're choosing, but I know we're going to be at least one. We're trying to figure out how we could be at both.
Was that Miss Debbie B?
Yes, it is.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes. This is Sharon. I thought I recognized your voice.
Okay, ma'am, I'm ready to record now if you don't mind. That was
okay.
24.
Okay. Let's start over. It's
410-431-2020. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. So just give me a call if you have any issues.
Okay, because I bought mine from SLNS, yes. And they don't do anything. They didn't do anything but sell the phone. So I sent an email to the company in Yugoslavia, Czechoslovakia, where they make it, and they gave me Blindshell USA, and I wrote the people there an email, and they said they do repair it and they teach it if you need help with it.
Yes. Yep. And it does come with a, Blind Shell comes with a 12-month warranty. So if anything happens electronically to the phone, then like we won't repair it if you drop it and break it, but we will repair it if something goes funky with the software.
Well, I'd like someone to check the little hole at the top where you can put a set of earphones in, because
yeah.
it doesn't seem to work well. And I have gotten a number here in probably Northern Virginia, 866 number, I believe, that I'm going to call them and find out. Maybe I can talk to you and find out how I can get that little hole checked to see if it needs stabilizing or something, or we don't need to use it.
Okay, so probably what we would do is just replace your phone if it's not working correctly.
Okay. Well, I'll call this number and talk to you after the meeting is over. My name is Sammy Clay, and I live in Washington, D.C., and I'm a member of the Martin Luther King Library here in the NFB in this area.
Okay. Well, don't call that number until Monday, because I won't be there.
That's okay. Today is Saturday. Nobody seems to be in today, so yes, I will try to call you Monday after the meeting.
Okay. Okay.
If there's any other questions, you can unmute yourself and ask. *6 unmutes you. So if there's any other questions, feel free to ask.
Oh, by the way, I discovered while we were talking that I could mute myself here, and I had done it so that my dog, when she barked, you wouldn't hear it. But I unmuted to get to talk to you. Thank you very much. And that's *6 to mute and unmute.
Yes,
that's correct. Any other questions before we depart for today?
Mr. Parks, is it possible that I could get a copy of that that food delivery list you talked about? If I could get an email to me.
Just to let you know that my last name is Price, like the Price is Right.
Okay, Mr. Price, I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
is it possible to get
your email? You know what? Let me stop the recording here real quick. Hold on just a second.
Who is it? Who is it?